I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI and WGBH here in Boston. Today we launch our latest Across Women's Lives series. We'll spend the next 2 weeks looking at the impact U.S. foreign policy has on women around the world. We're calling this Balance of Power. And the focus this week is on Pakistan. I've got Christina Asquith with me, the editor for Across Women's Lives. And we'll be speaking more in a moment, Christina, about American money overall for women all over the globe. But set up first what we're about to hear from reporter Carolyn Beeler.
So the U.S. spends, or is projected to spend, $8 million increasing women's presence in peace and security in Pakistan. This is one woman's story of what that $8 million looks like from the ground.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll be back in a moment with you. And here's The World's Carolyn Beeler in Islamabad.
This is what it's like on the side of a highway outside of Islamabad. Motorcycles with five people on them whiz past me. Motorized rickshaws and cattle trucks compete for space in the same lane.
Just give 5 minutes, you will see truck, motorcycle, car, tractor trolley, and so many other vehicles.
None of this is surprising for most Pakistanis. But this woman, Asma Naqvi, she is surprising because she's a cop.
When I came here, it was a big shock for these people because I'm the only female who's working in the field.
Naqvi is letting me ride along in her cruiser north of Islamabad. She's a 15-year veteran of the National Highways and Motorways Police. And she spots lawbreakers quickly and often.
Assalamu alaikum. License.
Naqvi writes a driver a ticket. He was picking up passengers on the shoulder instead of at the bus stop down the road.
When I asked him why you did that, he said, I was taking the lady passengers. And just to get a sympathetic side from me.
Back in the car, Naqvi tells me people try to talk their way out of tickets by playing to her gender all the time. It doesn't work. She just recites the law and insists they pay their fee.
I'm polite, but I'm firm as well.
Polite, but firm. Like many women, she says she feels she has to be better at her job than a man would have to be.
Any doubt? Come on, ma'am. I'm better than them. Come on. No question about it.
Naqvi's grandfather was a police officer, and that inspired her to go into law enforcement. But she is among a tiny minority. Fewer than 1% of Pakistani police officers are women. The international average is around just 9%.
Right now, there's a real tremendous gap in terms of female representation in police forces globally.
That's Allison Peters from the Washington-based advocacy group Inclusive Security. She says this gap, it's a problem.
We know that women police can more often easily build trust with local populations, have been shown to decrease human rights abuses, and have been shown to limit the use of excessive force and more efficiently de-escalate tension.
Even in giving out simple traffic tickets, Naqvi's ranking officer, Mirza Belol, says women are better at keeping the peace.
He thinks that when making an interaction with some stranger on the road, the dealing of the women's is much better than the men's.
With all this in mind, the U.S. government in 2011 launched a plan to increase the presence of women in peace and security forces globally as an effort to try to fight terrorism more effectively. The State Department has requested more than $8 million for the effort in Pakistan next year. U.S. money pays for running workshops for female officers, building women's complaint rooms at police stations, and buying vans so female cops can get to work. Allison Peters says it's making a difference. Pakistani women have started to rise in the officer ranks.
So we have a woman that's serving as a deputy inspector general of police, which is one of the highest ranks a policeman or woman can serve at. It's not something that will happen overnight, but slowly but surely we are seeing progress.
Where they're not seeing progress is in the total number of female officers. That has remained stagnant since 2011. Kola Iram oversaw a now-defunct women's policing program in Pakistan for 6 years and says the forces aren't targeting women in hiring.
This is a patriarchal society. Police is still a man's domain in Pakistan. So recruitment is a big issue because if you talk to the senior management, they think that we don't need women.
And many women who are on the job work at women's-only stations, where they feel sidelined. Most aren't even allowed to file basic police reports.
In women police stations, women were mainly dealing with small family issues. But if there was a case of a murder, even if a woman was murdered or a case of sexual assault, rape, they were not allowed to deal with that.
Asma Naqvi's department is seen as the best in the country for women officers. And Naqvi has been happy there. She says she's a police officer, full stop. It's not a question of male or female.
I'm the police officer and that's it. No male, no female. We all are the police officers without any discrimination. Let me know a single thing that this man can do and I can't do.
But she still works in a man's world. She remembers the time when a driver she pulled over scolded her for not wearing a headscarf. She yelled right back at him.
Because who the hell is he to stare at on us? Maybe we are covering the head. Whatever we are doing, it's none of anybody's business.
Naqvi says women should know their value and have the guts to let other people know. She hopes when girls see her on patrol, they'll be inspired to stand up for their rights too. Maybe someday as a police officer.
A journey of the 1,000 miles begins with the single step. And I'm that single step.
For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Islamabad.